Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
G'day, guys, and welcome to Heavy Magazine. My name is CJ, and today I am joined by two members of the alternative metal show, Resurrection. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Yeah, good. How are you going?
Good, man. Good. If you two just want to introduce yourselves and what you play in the band, that'd be great.
Well, it's just me today, CJ. So it's my name is Styx McTease. I play drums in Resurrection, and I am I guess you would say the founder of it. I put the project together.
Nice. Sorry, hold on. Do you not want Jake to be a part of this one as well?
Oh, no, Jake's not in Resurrection. Isn't Jake part of...
Joy in Motion. Sorry, I'm getting that fucking confused. I knew it was one of you boys. Sorry, it's Josh, isn't it?
Josh is normally... Yeah, Josh isn't here, couldn't make it, so it's just me now.
Oh, by shit. Josh, do you mean Josh Wesling, who's also in Joy in Motion?
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. That's the, yeah.
Sorry,
he asked
Jake.
Me if I wanted to join in on this, and then was like, then he's like, I actually can't do it. So I'm like, I just, yeah.
Fuck, bro. I am so sorry, Jake. Man, if you...
Fuck, I feel bad. Yeah, I'm still getting to know who the new members are. Man, Jake, if you want to, bro, I'll fling your message on Facebook when I'm good to go with Dave, man, when I finish that.
G'day, guys. My name is CJ, and you are listening to Heavy Magazine. Today, I am joined by the founding member of the alternative metal show, Resurrection, from Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. How are you going today, man?
Hey, CJ, what's happening, man?
Not much, bro. Not much at all, man. So today we're here to talk all things Resurrection, what's been going on in your world, and then we're here to talk about Kaiju Fest as well. So got a lot of exciting things to talk about, man. So we're talking after 2 days after you guys just played Ipswich for the first time, man. How did that go for you?
Oh, look, the crowd was super receptive out there. They love the heavy music out there. To be honest, we had some technical difficulties. A bunch of our equipment went down, and we got rescued a little bit by the Void Matter guys and stuff. But you know, that's rock and roll. So
always, man, always. Yeah. But yeah, look, if there's one for it to go wrong at, you know, because if I'm not mistaken, this is you guys have kind of been going through a bit of a rebrand, which I will we'll touch on in a second. But first of all, I've got to ask yourself, dude. Obviously, you guys have been going for a couple of years now. What made you want to start? Initially, you guys were called the New Metal Tribute Act. What made you want to start this covers project, man?
Well, we're all original musicians, and we all sort of play around the scene and stuff. And we were getting a little, we were trying to think of ways to value add to our original shows we were putting on. And we were sitting around one night, and we'd finished a bunch of shows, and we realized that, the house music that everyone played, that the people that were out at the original shows are really enjoying that set list. So I went from there, and I thought, well, maybe what I can do is put together a tribute show that basically does the house music afterwards. So we get that live music element while still sort of helping the original music scene fill their doors, you know, so.
Nice, man. So taking it from there, obviously you had to get a bunch of dudes together from a bunch of different projects and all of that. Where was your first show, and how did it kind of go down?
Our first show was at the Woolly Mammoth. About 2.5 years ago. It was a really good night. It was a tough first show, however, because that was right in the middle of COVID. So
right.
The restrictions we had, it was one of the seated shows. So there was tables out everywhere and stuff. But all credit to the crowd. They were chair dancing their butts off. Lots of head banging and smashing into the tables with hands and stuff. So it was a really good seated crowd. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So taking it from where it was then, what has evolved, obviously, to where it is at now is quite different, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we started out as a six-piece. We had a DJ, two guitar players, singer, drummer, and it was good, but a lot of the places we were playing, well, there was the stage space just didn't permit for that many members.
Yeah.
And just through the process of no one was sacked or let go or everything, but guys moved on who were in those roles, and we just didn't replace them because they've basically become a more compact unit, which we still managed to deliver all that stuff we used to deliver with the DJ and stuff. I just basically run a Roland pad and do a lot of DJing while I'm drumming now. So
yeah, right. Obviously, unfortunately, a couple of months ago, you went through a bit of a membership change, and also now a rebrand. So what's kind of happened with that?
Yeah, so my previous frontman, Brian Robinson, he's actually a bloke I used to be in the military with. Me and him go back a long way, and he was one of the founding members as well. He's just recently had a child. And so, he's going to basically prioritize fatherhood and stuff. So,
absolutely. Well, family comes first, man.
Yeah. And then on top of that, our another one of our founding guitar players, Chris Fowler, he's focusing on his original band, Mesmic. Mm. So he's basically taking a step back from that. And it's all good. We're continuing on. And we've picked up a new vocalist now, Josh from Joy in Motion. Yeah, so he's jumped on, just did his first show with us this weekend. And was absolutely killer. He's a great front man, great energy. So really excited to do some shows where things don't break and everything goes well.
Yeah, it's always the case. When things go wrong, it's like, God, I look forward to the next one when shit doesn't go wrong, hey?
Yeah.
And I've seen, too, obviously, you guys have rebranded and kind of gone to what you guys call alternative metal now. So what's the change in the sets that you guys do, and what was the inspiration to move more to alternative metal?
Well, as we said, we started out as a new metal tribute show, and we did enjoy playing stuff like Korn, Limp Bizkit, all that new metal stuff, which is still heavily featured in our set now. Mm-hmm. However, with the lineup changes, we wanted to basically widen up what we could cover. We wanted to play stuff that didn't fall in to that new metal niche. We just wanted to open our scope a little bit to see what else we could bring to the crowd, you know? So
yeah, absolutely. And I got to ask too, when obviously picking a set like this, like you guys have a big broad stroke of bands that you guys kind of cover. What's the selection process for music in doing that?
Yeah, that's a really good question, CJ. So actually initially we had to re-modify the way we did things because we put a set list together that was very much a musician set list, and we were basically self-serving ourselves there a bit. Yep. So when we initially started, we were going out and we were playing a lot of B-sides and stuff that we loved as musicians, but the majority of the crowd were like, I don't even know what that song was. So so more or less now what we do is we pick a band that we're going to add some to our catalog. And as a rule, I like to use the top five because, let's be honest, the top five playlists on the Spotify is generally going to be a banger, you know, and that's sort of how we do it. But that's not always the case. Sometimes we still put stuff in that we absolutely love as well too. So
yeah, nice. Mm. And with the alternative metal show too, you had your trial run, I guess, in Ipswich a couple of days ago. But the big one that's going to be the big spectacle, I guess, for you guys to properly unleash it is Kaiju Fest that's coming up in November.
Oh, we are absolutely stoked by that. And, you know, we were actually really glad that we had technical difficulties at the last show because, fingers crossed, that means everything will go smooth as at Kaiju Fest because that's, that's the big ticket one for this year. We're all really excited about that.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Yeah. And obviously you guys are going to be playing Toowoomba as well the next night for Metal Mayhem Festival, which is, I know you guys have been to Toowoomba in the past and got a really good reception out there. So what are some of the changes? Are you able to give away any of the new bands that you're going to be covering in the alternative metal show?
There'll be some, I don't want to give too much away at this stage because, I mean, if you banged on a alternative metal playlist off Spotify, you'd give a good idea of what we're probably going to pull out for people out there. So we'll keep the lid on it a little bit because we like to keep a surprise.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And I did want to cover too, obviously, if people know who you are and have seen you, you guys do mask up. You guys do have, you know, quite a bit of a theatrical element. And because of the new metal and the alternative metal, there's quite a bit of a variety to be able to pick from as to what you guys can wear. So what
has been some of the transformations and different things that you guys have actually done in the past? And where are you at now with it?
Yeah, so the reason we chose the name Resurrection ties in with that a bit, actually, because it was kind of as you would know, alternative heavy metal,
there's always the real dark theatrical component to it. I mean, you look at bands like Slipknot, Mudvayne, you know, there's always this dark theatrical side, Rammstein goes like that. So it's part of the genre, but also the masks serve a secondary purpose in that a lot of the time when you'll go see a dedicated tribute band, people will draw physical comparisons to that person. Now we go, oh, that guy doesn't look like Bon Scott. No, you know. So by wearing the masks, what it does is detach that physical comparison to the band you're covering at the same time as giving a visual element. We like to incorporate video into our shows and stuff like that. So that forms a really big part of it. For me, the emphasis, when people say they're going to see a show, for me, the most important thing is that word see. I like the visual side of it, and doing the masks and the costumes and the videos and stuff really, I think, facilitates that well.
Man, that's awesome. Well, Dave, I can't say thank you enough for your time today. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners on for this interview? Anything left you've got to say, man?
Nah, get some tickets, get down and support some live music, because we're really keen to pump some music out for you guys after all the original guys.
Yeah, nice. Well, guys, catch Resurrection at Kaiju Fest and Metal Mayhem. Metal Mayhem is November 13th at the Irish Village Hotel. Oh, no, sorry, the Irish Club Hotel, in Toowoomba. And then Mansfield Tavern, November 12th. It is going to be a freaking cracker of a day. So, again, can't say thank you enough for your time today, man. And I really look forward to it. Go catch Resurrection. And I will catch you guys in the next interview. Cheers.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.